UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs that are?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
Howdy, dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, now take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to the show, everyone, wherever in the world you are joining us from. Yes, you guessed correct, this is an extra episode this week. I do have somewhat of a backlog to clear, so when time allows, I will slip the odd episode in. So tonight we are joined by Jimmy from Iowa. Jimmy's experiences started in the early 1970s, and he remembers vivid and real dreams involving what he believes were grey aliens. Were they just merely dreams or memories of actual events in his past? Jimmy has also had paranormal encounters with spirits that he will be sharing with us tonight. If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find the link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Hi, good to be here.
Calling from Iowa today.
Yes, right on the Mississippi River.
Great stuff. I really appreciate you coming on today. Now, your experiences started in the early 70s?
Yeah, when I was probably 3 or 4 years old, which it would have been 1970 or 71, I had a nightmare. And I had this nightmare several days in a row. And this nightmare was, all I remember about it was a face with black eyes looking at me. I mean, it seemed kind of big to me, but being that I was 3 or 4 years old, I imagine that's why. And I don't remember any other facial features other than the black eyes. And it seemed like I was seeing this face through something, like, I don't know, a thick window or maybe even water. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but at any rate, it scared me to death, and I couldn't explain why. Obviously, I was like 3 years old, but I remember sitting on my mom's lap while she was at the neighbor's one day, and she was telling the neighbors about how scared I was. And at the time, you know, obviously being that young, I had no idea what a gray alien was. I didn't even know what aliens were at that point. But, you know, as I got older, obviously, I started to wonder, given my other experiences, if that wasn't a gray that I was seeing in that initial dream. Yeah, and then growing up, my brother and I, we both had the problem of bedwetting. And I know that's not something I'm like to brag about, but I bring that up just because it can be brought on by trauma. And the face with the black eyes that I saw and these other experiences might help to explain some of that and the depression I've dealt with since a child. But the experience with the black face, I didn't have anything else as far as seeing what could be an alien until I was much older, but I did have a few odd events happen in between those times. Let me think here. Yeah, about that same time when I was 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years old at that this time, I saw what I guess I could only describe as a shadow figure in the living room of our house. Now, I've read a little about shadow people, and I've never seen a story where it wasn't a bad story or a scary story. But my experience with this wasn't that bad. It was Christmas Eve, and I woke up, had a bedroom upstairs, and for whatever reason, I went downstairs to see if Santa Claus had left some presents. And this had to have been, after midnight sometime. Everybody else was asleep. It was still dark out. I went downstairs, and I see this black figure sitting in my dad's chair. It's just sitting there. I don't see any facial features, any clothing. It's just a completely black figure. It's just sitting there. It's not making any noise. I remember going up to it, but I don't remember if I had any kind of verbal interaction with it. But at one point, this black figure picks me up and shows me a couple unwrapped presents that were on top of a piano that I was too short to see. And then he obviously put me down, and at some point I made it back up to bed. And that next morning, when we went down to open presents, those presents that I saw when I was lifted up by that thing were the actual presents on the piano. So I don't think I was dreaming this. It didn't feel like a dream anyway, and it wasn't really scary. So I don't really know what to make of that, because like I said, shadow people stories usually are pretty frightening, and this wasn't. 1976. No, wait, you know what? There was one more experience in that house that I remember. And there's a little story to go with it. I remember floating one night when we lived in that house. And again, we moved from that house when I was 8. So it was somewhere in between 8 and 4 that I had this experience. I keep telling myself a lot of these experiences, maybe they're just goofy dreams, but when you look at all of them together, I don't think that's the case. But at any rate, we have a bridge in town that runs across the Mississippi into Illinois. And I'm going to call it a dream for now. I dreamt I was floating along that bridge, being like floating up right next to the bridge up. I don't know what was above me, but it was freaking me out. And I was close enough to the bridge where I reached out and tried to grab the bridge, but I was unsuccessful. And that's all I remember about that. But this bridge we have used to be a toll bridge. And the night workers at the toll bridge, they reported seeing UFOs. And this would have been around the same time over the bridge. The one toll worker said he used to go out and feed the rabbits at night when they'd come down off the bluff. He said he went out there the one night and all the rabbits were just laying down on the pavement with their ears flat. And a couple minutes later, a UFO flew over the bridge. So I don't know. Again, I don't know what to think of that, if that was a dream or if that was UFO related. But I'm tending to believe it's not just a dream. But at any rate, we moved from that house in 1976 and we moved out of town. It was actually not part of the city when we moved out here. It's been annexed by the city now, and we're not really out in the country like we were then. But that would have been 1976, and I lived there until my early 20s. And that's when most of these things that I'm relating began occurring. I began having nightmares. Well, let me back up. When I was 10 or 11, I was in the house watching TV, and my brother and a friend were outside looking for the Northern Lights. Sometimes you can see them in this part of the state, but not often. Anyway, a show came on I knew my brother liked to watch, so I stepped outside and told him about the show, and he points up at the sky and says, "Jimmy, look." And I looked up, and there was two glowing orange ovals moving across the sky from east to west. They had to have been pretty large. They were pretty close to, I'm going to go with half a mile to three quarters of a mile away. And they were solid orange, glowing. One was flying straight west, and the other one was coming in from above, moving west, coming from the same direction. And when it got to that first one, they flew parallel for a few minutes, and then they both split apart and boom, faded away. They were gone. We didn't talk too much about that, and I don't know why, because it was a pretty amazing sight. My brother does not remember this, and I don't know why he doesn't remember it. I remember it plain as day. And the friend that was with him, I couldn't tell you if he has any memories of it. He's had a pretty rough life after that. So, yeah, that was my first UFO sighting. So, about that same time, my brother and I shared a bedroom. And one night, again, it was late. Everybody was in bed. His stereo kicks on, and it starts going whoop, 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 whoop. And that whooping keeps getting louder and louder, and it gets to the point where it should be waking people up, but it's not. And it's pretty frightening, too. We didn't know what the heck was going on. So my brother hops out of bed and flips the stereo off, but the whooping continues because the stereo wasn't turned on. So then he unplugs it, and the whooping continues for, 10, 15 seconds after it's unplugged, and then it just quickly fades away. And I've never been able to explain that. I always wondered if there wasn't a UFO outside the window. Wish I would have looked, but, I know that's just an odd experience. If anybody can give me a valid explanation for that, I'll be more than glad to listen. But that scared both of us. And my brother does remember that. Again, so I think that's odd that you wouldn't remember pointing the UFOs out to me in the first place, but he does remember that incident. So fast forward a few years, still living in that house, that's when I started having the nightmares. These nightmares were always pretty similar. They would be me standing somewhere in the house, usually the basement or the living room, sometimes outside. It would always be that time of early morning where the sky's just starting to turn from black to blue. And I would just find myself standing in those places, and I don't know why. And then this ungodly fear would come over me, and I would start running. I don't even know how to describe this fear. My job puts me in some frightening situations at times, and I've never been scared in real life like these dreams would scare me. Moments after the fear would hit me, a UFO would appear, and I would be running, and then the fear would wake me up. Again, I don't know how to describe this fear, but it's not normal fear. And oftentimes I would turn the light on, sleep with the light on the rest of the night, slept with a Bible for a while, thinking that would help. Sometimes, I didn't want to go to bed sometimes. I didn't want to have one of them dreams that part of me wants to know. I've thought about trying to do a hypnosis, a regression to find out what actually is happening. But as scared as I was, part of me doesn't want to know because I don't want to feel that fear again. I don't know if I could know without feeling that fear, that would be a good thing. But at this point, I don't know. So I had those nightmares off and on for years until I was, my second youngest daughter was born in 96, I think. No, 98. I don't remember now. But anyway, that was the worst nightmare of them all. I dreamt I was standing in this room, and the room seemed big. I don't know how big because I couldn't see any walls. It was dark, kind of an odd shade of gray, and there was a mist in the room. It came up to about my waist, and I was just walking around. I didn't know where I was. didn't know what was going on. I was walking, and I finally came to a wall, and that's when the fear started growing again. Now, there was a round window in this wall, and so I looked through it, and there's a gray alien on the other side of this window, and it's holding a baby, and it's like it's showing me the baby. And I screamed at that point, and I woke up. And that was the last time I had a nightmare like that. That would have been, like I said, 96, 98. The next day after that one, my wife told me she was pregnant too. And I just, I don't even know what to make of that either. Obviously, the baby that I was shown wasn't the baby that my wife eventually had. I just think the timing of that may be more than just coincidence. I had another UFO sighting when I lived in this house. You see, this was when I was out on my own, my wife and I. So I might have forgot to mention I had gotten married and moved out and blah, blah. But I used to get up at work at 5 in the morning, and I had a hour drive to work. And one morning I get outside to get in the car, look up, and there's this bright light above my house. If it had not been moving, I would have thought it was just a super bright star, but it was moving right to left. And I sat there and watched it for about 10 seconds, and it moved and it changed direction and went up like it was headed towards space, and it gradually faded away. I didn't feel scared. It wasn't like the first UFOs, those big glowing orange ovals. It wasn't anything like that. But I do believe it was an alien spacecraft, I guess. Another weird experience I had about that same time, and this one, does anybody else out there, I wonder, think that maybe they're just, their mind is just making all this stuff up? Because this one, I don't know. I was laying in bed asleep. My wife's next to me. And I wake up. I wake up and I look around my bedroom. The bedroom door was open. And in floats this device of some kind. It's got a flat top and a flat bottom. But if you turn it on its side, it would look like a triangle with rounded edges. There's multicolored lights on this thing, and it floats into my room about 5 feet, 6 feet into my bedroom. And I'm sitting up at this point looking at it, and then it stops. And I get the feeling that it stopped because it saw me seeing it. And after a moment or two, it backed out of the bedroom, back into the hallway. And I just remember telling myself, I'm dreaming this. This isn't real. And I laid back down and I went to sleep. But I told myself I was dreaming it, but I don't think it was a dream. I was awake and I saw this. And I don't know what to make of that either. So I had an out-of-body experience in that house too. That was an interesting event. I was working third shift, the overnight shift at the time, and I had just gone to bed. So it was probably about 9 in the morning. Sleep, and I start to have a dream, and I sit up in bed in this dream, and a voice tells me, I will teach you if you want to know. It was a female voice. And then I floated out of my bedroom, down the steps and into the living room. And I saw my wife down there playing with one of my children, just like she normally would in the mornings. And then next thing I know, I'm waking up in bed. And I immediately got out of bed and went downstairs. And I saw exactly what I had just seen as I was floating. I don't know that that's related to the UFO events I've had, but I was practicing kind of my own form of spirituality at the time. And so that may be what attributed to that. And who knows, maybe that has some effect on some of these encounters with aliens that I think I've had too. I don't know. Now, since then, I've had a couple other UFO sightings. I had one probably about 10 years ago. And this one is frustrating because my wife, a couple friends, we had just eaten dinner at a restaurant out in the country. And we're getting in the car, and I look south, and I see, again, this orange object in the sky. And it's quite a ways away this time. It's miles away this time. And out the side of this orange thing is like dashes of light, the same color orange, coming out the side of it. And I'm telling everybody else, look, turn around, look at this. This is something to look at. Turn around and look at this. And nobody would do it. They were all in a hurry to get going. And they're just like, yeah, whatever. Let's just get in the car. We got to go. And I'm like, no, you got to see this. Nobody would turn around and look, though. I was so frustrated by that. And then here just 2 years ago, my wife, my daughter, and one of my daughter's friends, they were probably 11 years old at the time. We were all sitting out back probably about 8 or 9 o'clock. We were looking for meteors. There was a meteor shower going on. And we're just laying on our backs, laying on the ground, laying on a trampoline, looking for meteors. And I see a bright flash off to my side. Like, it was super bright. Like, I thought somebody was standing there with a camera and took a flash picture. And so I immediately said, hey, there's one over here. And we turned to see if we could see some more meteorites. But what I saw was not a meteorite. We were looking in that location, and about a minute later, there was a bright pulse of white light right in that same position. It was big. Couldn't see anything other than this pulse of white light. And this light would, you wouldn't see it for a minute or two, and then it would be in a different position, and it would pulse again. And this wasn't very far away, unless the thing was huge, but it was a... The way best I can describe it is a slow moving object. Sometimes it would reverse and go backwards. I'm not necessarily convinced this was alien, because I know we've got different technologies and all, but it was definitely something. It was like way bigger than any of the stars too. So I know it just wasn't some aircraft or satellite or something that, you know, all my friends say I was just seeing a satellite and whatnot, but no, this was something different. And the thing is about this, it came back several nights in a row at about the same time every night. So I guess I understand why people would think, you know, you're seeing a satellite, but this light was really big. It wasn't anything I'd ever seen before. And I think I'm smart enough to know if I'm seeing something rather mundane as opposed to something unique. And, yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hello, my name is Ben Lovegrove, and I've created a course called Beginner's Guide to Ufology, UFO Studies, and UAP. Are you interested in the subject of UFOs, but bewildered by the amount of information online? Would you like a quick crash course on the basics for an existing project, article, or book? I've been interested in these subjects for over 40 years. In that time, much has happened, and recent events have turned the spotlight onto these mysteries. Join me as I describe how to identify real UFOs and how to rule out other explanations. Possible explanations for the phenomenon. Possible links between consciousness and UFOs. Go to udemy.com/user/Ben Lovegrove and enroll today.
I've had a couple paranormal ghosty type things too. I don't know if you want to hear about those or not.
Yeah, Jimmy, you go right ahead, man.
Okay. So I was living in an old house And this has just been a few years ago, too. Here in town, the house is 100 years old, so it had some history to it. And shortly after I moved in there, I was in the basement, and I heard some whispering in the basement. I just chalked it up to maybe water moving through the pipes or something. Didn't really think much of it, even though it was an older house. And then my son told me he'd heard the same thing. But again, we tried to rationalize it. Yeah, we didn't think much of it. So then my wife and I move our bed to the basement because we gave the kids all the bedrooms. And I was working third shift again when this happened. And I had just gone to bed down in the basement, closed my eyes. I did not make it to sleep when something sat on the bed next to me. And my eyes popped open because I was the only one in the house at the time. Yeah, there was, of course, nothing there, but it freaked me out to no end. I felt the bed depress and everything. Somebody sat on that bed next to me. And then two of my daughters saw one of my other daughters walk across the hallway upstairs one night. But it turned out the daughter they thought they were seeing was downstairs. And so they saw a child that we didn't have walk across the hallway in that house. And then my wife saw a small child in our basement one day, too. I've never actually seen a ghost or seen anything. I just had that feeling of the bed depressing. And it was pretty spooky. One day I was asleep down there, and just out of the blue, I woke up scared to death, and I sprinted upstairs, and I couldn't tell you to this day why that happened. So I don't know if that's related to the paranormal activity there or not, but there was definitely something going on about that house, but I never did get a creepy feeling about it.
Was that your previous house, Jimmy?
Yes, the house I live in now, we have actually had a couple experiences happen here too. See, my current wife, I'm not married to the wife anymore that I had the dream of the alien and the baby. We're not together anymore, and I've remarried. And the house I live in now was her house, and we've had a couple experiences here. But when I felt the person sat on the bed next to me and the people saw the little spirit, that would be my current wife. But that was in a house I was living in when I met my current wife, if you follow me here. So now my wife and I moved into the house that she had. And she told me when years ago, when she was in the basement of this house that we live in now, that she saw a hand reach around from behind her, a bony hand, when she was down in the laundry room. She's never been able to explain that. And now I've never had any experiences in this house, but here just in the last year, my wife, my stepson, my daughter, and one of my stepson's friends were all in the living room when they heard somebody call my stepson's name from the front door foyer. And I was down in the basement when that happened. And I didn't hear anything, but it freaked all of them out because there was nobody there. And then a month or two after that, when my wife and I were in the house by ourselves, she was in the kitchen. And I was in the basement. And again, she heard that voice call her name from the front entrance of the foyer. But again, I haven't had any experiences in this house. So yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I think if something had sat on the bed next to me, I'd be straight out of that bedroom, down the stairs.
Yes, it spooked me. It definitely did, but I ended up sleeping down there anyway that day.
That's not because it's never happened, because I actually used to live in a really old, it was a 15th century public house. And I was in this one part of the house in this bedroom, and it had these big, big old oak wood low ceiling. And I was asleep in bed. And I could hear these footsteps in the bedroom on the wooden floor. And it felt like it completely went through the bed. And I left that bedroom that minute. I was down the stairs. straight into the car park.
So it sounded like the footsteps went through the bed?
Through the bed.
Wow.
Through the bed. So basically straight underneath me, near enough.
Yeah, that's...
So your two daughters, they saw... Did it actually look like your third daughter?
They saw a blonde-haired girl leave one room and go to another and crossing the hall. And my youngest daughter would have been about that same height, and she has blonde hair. But she was downstairs with my wife and I.
They naturally thought it was her.
Right, right. And they came downstairs because they went down to the room that this apparition went into. They went down there to see what she was doing or whatever, and there was nobody in there, and it freaked them out. So they come downstairs and see her down there with us, and yeah, they were kind of freaked out. And that reminds me of another story here at the house I'm currently living in. My daughter, the same one that was born shortly after the alien baby story, she was coming home to this house we live in now with a friend here a couple of years ago. And the street you got to drive down, we basically drive straight into our driveway from that street. We have a big picture window in the front of the house. And she saw me sitting on the couch as they were coming down the street and pulling in. And when they came into the house, I wasn't on the couch anymore because there was nobody home. And literally a minute or two later, my wife and I came home. And when they saw me pulling in the drive, they just freaked out and came running outside because my daughter swears she saw me sitting on the couch. This isn't even that old of a house at the end of the day.
It doesn't need to be, you know, it doesn't need to be old. I mean, in England, yeah, we have some really old, old buildings. I mean, obviously in America, you have 200 years of you have history. And you know, obviously in the UK, we go back centuries.
Thousands of years, yeah.
But it doesn't matter on the age, really. I mean, because I hear of plenty of hauntings when the houses have been built maybe 10, 15 years.
Yeah, this one was built in the early 70s, so it's... I'm starting to get there, I guess, but it's, at the end of the day, not that old when you look at the big picture.
Well, really, I mean, I was born in the 70s, and that's not that old.
Right, right.
Now, going back to the time with your brother, when the stereo, with the whooping sound.
Yeah.
The previous guest I spoke to had a very similar occurrence. It wasn't so much a whooping sound, it was more of a I think he actually did it better when he did it, but it was more like waves more than anything else. I mean, obviously that episode hasn't aired yet in any case.
Right.
But yeah, there's a few things you've said actually, which is very similar to what he said.
Really? Right. But did he have an explanation for what he heard?
No, he didn't. No, not for the stereo. And he's the same. He would like to know what it could be or how it was even possible. Because of the speakers, I think he said they're inward speakers. I can't remember that's the term he said. But basically, there couldn't have been any interference from anything electrical around him or whatever.
Right.
It actually coincided with a sighting that was actually an experience as it was happening above the place where he was.
Okay. Yeah, I always wondered if there was some sort of electrical, naturally or explainable electrical event going on that could cause stereo to do that. But then I wondered why it would only affect the stereo. Well, yeah, I wish I would have looked out the window. I bet you I would have seen a UFO.
Yeah, you never know. Great stuff. How'd you feel?
I feel pretty good. Like I said, I've wanted to get this out basically because I want to know. I mean, I don't know, something's has happened in my life, I think. These experiences validate that. I just have no way to prove it. And that bothers me. And when I have tried to talk to certain friends about it, you know, they're like, well, you're just masking some memory with the aliens. And I'm like, well, you know, when I'm 4 years old, I don't know what the heck a gray alien is. So that kind of goes out the window. Yeah, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. And again, there can be layers to this. Sometimes people talk about seeing aliens and then they talk about seeing something else. Now, is this something else being masked by the aliens or?
Right.
There's different layers to it and people experience and view things differently.
Yeah, I've heard that aliens can like do their activities in the same vibrational level as like ghosts are in. So, you know, maybe some of this stuff, like somebody sitting on the bed, maybe it was an alien. Who knows? I don't know.
there is definitely a connection here, and you have had quite a lot of experiences, really, of various different forms.
Yeah, I never, until I sat down and started thinking about this, I never really realized how many odd things have happened to me. And I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're happening anymore, though.
That's not uncommon, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult because there was a guest I had on, that was Neb. It was Pacific UFO Mystery. Now, he had this experience out at sea, out in the Pacific on the way to Hawaii and back.
Yep, I listened to that episode.
Yeah, now he actually, in the episode, he just say he went to try regression, but his body couldn't handle it. His body couldn't handle what the experience was.
Right. You know, I was seeing a therapist a few years ago, and she tried to regress a few sessions too, but she was kind of religious and didn't believe that I was being abducted by aliens, and we never got anywhere with that. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, in Neb's case, it doesn't necessarily mean what he experienced was bad. It just meant that he didn't want to go there.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier today, that maybe all this fear that I was feeling, maybe it was just because of the situation and not necessarily because of what actually happened. Does that make sense?
It does make absolute sense. It's the not knowing, the unsure, that I think your brain has a problem with. It's not
right.
Of course, people do have traumatic experiences. That's what happens. Other people have good experiences. But I think when people have a problem with regression, it is because their brain can't kind of cross over into the... it's hard to explain, into the different realm.
Right.
Having to kind of accept that what they are experiencing is so away from reality.
Right. It's like they remember the shock factor, and that's what's affecting them, not so much what actually happened.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But when you are left with the not knowing side, the always wondering, is it always going to play on your mind that, did this happen?
Right.
That's a decision which you have to make, whether you want to proceed with delving into what happened.
I really would like to know. I don't know anybody around here that is really capable of it, though. I did actually meet a guy a few years back at a MUFON meeting, and he does regressions, but he was living 6 hours away, and I'm like, that's not really practical for me.
I should really start getting a list of names of people in different areas, because people have these experiences. They're all over the country. They're all over the world. It's not just in the US. They're literally all over. And obviously, it's not a good year this year for really anybody to do anything like this. Because,
right.
So it'd be a good idea trying to get a list of names in different areas.
Yeah, a database where people would know where to go.
Exactly. Me personally, I'm not a massive fan of MUFON in any case. They've had quite a lot of problems over the years.
Yeah, I know. I've only been to a couple other meetings and I'm not a member. But yeah, I've heard they got some dirt and don't want to wash their hands of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to belittle them on because they've had enough problems. And I mean, a lot of it is in the higher ranks as opposed to the lower ranks. There is some really good investigators, good field investigators. The problems are further up the chain.
Right. Who knows? I'm going to keep looking, though. Say, and I'm at the point where I don't care what anyone thinks either. You know, I know what I experienced. So,
no, you shouldn't have to worry about that. And like I said, every listens to this show are all very like-minded in any case.
Right.
And are just like yourself, looking for answers. And I'm sure there's a few things you said tonight which has resonated with other people out there.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, because just knowing that I'm not a nut job, and there might be answers out there that somebody else has that could help me out or help somebody else out. That's good to know. I really think what you're doing with this podcast is amazing. I wish I would have found it earlier. Hats off to you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. To our listeners out there, if anybody does maybe have any answers for Jay or has had an experience that's very similar, get in contact. Send me an email.
Well, I appreciate this.
No worries, man.
I think, like I said, your show is great, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
I really appreciate you coming on today, Jimmy.
Well, thanks for having me. I'll be listening. You got me hooked.
Good stuff. And that's something I'm hearing more and more, and I like that, because the idea was to have the voice from the experiences, you know, from the guests, because nobody wants to hear the host talking about irrelevant stuff all the time. That's, the show's not about me. The show is about the guests.
Right.
And that's what I wanted all the beginning. And it seems to be paying off because people are listening and people are enjoying it.
Yeah. Thank you again.
You're more than welcome. Keep in contact, all right?
I will. Thank you.
That is all for today. If you enjoyed the show, share it with your friends. Keep connected and updated with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you've had an encounter or experience you would like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com or reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. Big thank you to Jimmy for sharing with us tonight, and thank you for listening. I will be back this Sunday with more encounters with the unexplained. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.